What I want, that's all. Don't care for no one and nothing. So there's a lot of things that will happen if we forget Allah. After Ramadan, I'm saying, brothers, we are fresh. The ruh has been fed. The body has been starved. Shaitan has been weakened. He's still trying to get on his feet. Don't let him win the battle. Don't let him. First Jummah. If perhaps we never make that firm resolution, make that resolution. So this youngster, he says to that girl, you're a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I want to be with you. What can I do to get you? You know what she said? She said, become a Christian, number one. Join up with us, number two. And then you'll be mine, I'll marry you. He forgot everything. He forgot everything. He joined up with her. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ Who we join in this world, we will be with them. Allah Pak says, when the souls will be joined in groups, those that wanted to be with and like Fir'aun, Haman, Namrud, and these oppressors, and these zalims, like the Yahud there in Israel, with these zalims, Allah has prepared a very hot place in Jahannam, where they're going to be tortured. These and all those girls and all those women, young and old, they're losing their limbs, losing lives, crying, and their tears, don't think it's going in vain. When that child will come in front of Allah, and that child will say, Bi ayyi dhanbin qutilat, O my Rabb, why was I killed? What sin did I commit? These zalims will be called, you answer for that. Then Allah Pa got a very hot place in Jahannam for them. We make dua, Allahumma ahsihim adada. Every day it's a numbers by numbers, 80, 100, 80, 50. But we must cry. We must cry. Not once off thing, one Maulana will come make dua, right? No. We, each one of us, each one must cry. Each one, get our families together at home. Have we done it? Get them at home. Gather them. Let's make some zikr ibadat. Let's cry for the people of Palestine. Those are our mothers, those are our sisters. It's become a numbers game. So many today, so many yesterday, bloods, guts, gore, doesn't affect anymore. We've become oblivious to it. So let's cry for them. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ So those zalims there, you wanted to be like Fir'aun, slaughtered children, go with them. You wanted to be like those people that were thirsty and dying for power, go be with them. And then there'll be some people that used to worship idols in the form of men. He got his name on the back of his t-shirt. Sometimes he got one cross here, right by his heart. He's coming to the masjid with that t-shirt. When he's playing, he's telling his friends, you know, I'm that person. I am so and so. He's taking the name. His mother kept his name Abdullah. He doesn't want Abdullah. He said, no, see me, that soccer star. I'm that person. That movie star. I'm that person. Everyone is laughing, happy, clapping their hands. He got his hairstyle like that. One stupid thing that person will do, he'll do it also just like that. So see me, I'm that person. He's reading namaz in the masjid, but he's checking the scores. Rushing out of the masjid, you know the league tonight? You know who's versing who? Putting it on his status. Where his love is, where his heart is. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried the whole night for this ummah, in Badr he cried the whole night, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came, enough, Allah has heard. Allah has heard. Crying for who, brothers? What is going to happen to this deen? We cried now in Ramadan on many, many nights and occasions. What are we going to do about it? So if Allah Pak says you love them, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, all these people, you love them, go be with them. Jao. Be with them. What are we going to do? So who do we love? After Ramadan, you have to think about these things. Who am I following? Who is my icon? My role model. So anyway, this youngster forgot everything. He joined them. He joined the Christians. He said, I'll be like you. And the scary part is, brothers, we were speaking to one of the senior ulama from Madrasa Zakaria in Johannesburg in his house. And he said, there are many cases like this where the mother and father are pious people. The youngster comes home, he says, I'm not a Muslim anymore. Major doubts about Islam. Major, major. The things that we think are small things. They got major doubts about Islam. Straight out, I'm not a Muslim. Not one, two isolated cases. Many cases like this. So where is our allegiance? This youngster went away. These mujahideen said, we were so worried about this youngster. We were so sad about his separation. After a long time we passed by that fort and we saw him standing with them like a knife in the heart. We shouted out to him and we said, oh young man, what happened to all the Quran you used to read? Brothers, what happened to all the Quran we were reading in Ramadan? How much Quran we read in these last 4 days? What happened to all the salah you used to read? 20 rakats, Taraweeh is not there, but 20 rakats a day for Farz. 2 Fajr, 4 for Zuhr, 4 of Asr, 3 of Maghrib, 4 of Isha and 3 Witr, 20 rakats. How many salahs we missed in these 4-5 days? What happened to all your knowledge of deen? All those bayans that we listened to, what happened to it? Did it affect the heart? Or was the full stop on Eid day? Full stop. What happened to you? You know what he said? He said, I forgot everything. Sab ko main bhul gaya. I forgot everything. I only remember one ayat of Quran. What is Allah Pak saying in that ayat? رُبَّمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ How the disbelievers will wish time and again on the day of Qiyamah. How we wish we were Muslims. How we wish we were Muslims. Today we wouldn't be facing the fire of Jahannam and the punishment forever and ever. Allah says, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا Let them eat. وَيَتَمَتَّوا Let them enjoy. وَيُلِيمُ الْعَمَلُوا Let them be distracted with their hopes, false hopes. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ The day is coming when they'll come to know. Allah Pak, do not make us from that category, brothers. Allah, give me the tawfiq. So the key is, what we were doing in Ramadan, do it out of Ramadan. Don't miss one namaz in our life. Don't miss one fajr namaz in our life. Don't miss one isha in our life. Make a plan. Like in Ramadan, we made a plan. Let's make a plan. We were sitting in the company of pious people. Make a plan. Go to them. Sit in their company. They might not be here every day, every week. We make a plan. We go to them now. We sit in their talks. Something will happen in the heart. At least it will be a barrier from shaitan. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ Khannas means shaitan, the one that withdraws. When he withdraws, when you are in the remembrance of Allah. The moment you become ghafil and more in the bad company, then more you sinking. The day will come, Allah save, protect. Person won't know who he is eventually. You'll be picking him up from one gutter, drunk, drugged up, messed up. That's where a person can end. But stick to the masjid, stick to our amal, stick to the company of the pious. And la yazalu lisanuka latban min dhikrillah. Don't let shaitan get a chance to come close to us. The sahabi said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many things in Islam. Tell me what I must do that I can hold on to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep your tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah. All the time, while driving, while sitting, while reclining, take the name of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, istighfar, and durood sharif, and make fervent dua. That Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us from sin. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep us all in the siratul mustaqim. May Allah Ta'ala ikhnu da'wana and alhamdulillah.